AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House Oversight Committee heard taped testimony from Maya Cirillo, a 10-year-old student at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas.
There's a door between our classrooms, and he went through there and shot my teacher and told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head. And then he shot some of my classmates.
Cirillo also described covering herself in her dead classmate's blood and playing dead before calling 911 and pleading for help. Also testifying was Lucretia Hughes. Her 19-year-old son was shot and killed at a Buffalo, New York supermarket.
Gun owners are not the enemies, and these gun control policies are not the solution.
Democrats are pushing for changes in gun laws. The Supreme Court says a man with a gun and a knife was arrested early this morning near the home in Maryland of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Authorities say the unidentified man from California threatened to kill Kavanaugh. Tonight in primetime, there will be a hearing of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats could have picked a better topic for this kind of hearing.
What I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation, the rise of crime in this country as well, and the border itself. How can we secure that?
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, has called a special session for the Republican-controlled legislature to repeal the state's dormant 173-year-old law banning abortions. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles and dozens of other women who say they were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop the sports doctor. There's no dispute FBI agents in 2015 knew Nassar was accused of assaulting gymnasts, but the agents failed to act, leaving Nassar free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. This is AP News. People in Minnesota who had to report to work during the pandemic are getting a bonus.
Some are calling it hero pay. It's bonus money for those who actually had to go into work between March of 2020 and June of 2021. Healthcare workers, public school employees, those in retail, food services, public transit, and manufacturing, among other sectors. They can start applying for the money today under the Frontline Worker Pay Bill. How much each person gets depends upon how many workers apply. It's a thank you, says Governor Tim Walz, to those who worked on the front lines during what he calls a peacetime emergency. I'm Rita Foley.
Amazon says it prevented 4 billion bad listings from making it onto its site and got rid of more than 3 million phony products last year. Amazon has been under pressure to tackle counterfeit products. The results were mixed compared with 2020, when Amazon blocked 10 billion listings and got rid of 2 million phony products. Ed Donahue, AP News.